Page Reish Lamed Beis. So now he gets into the actual saying of Kriya Shema. Mitzvahi. Loimer Shema Yisrael b'kol rab. The mitzvah is to say Shema Yisrael loudly. Sharei Amiruzu. He had Sahara al Emunaseinu. It's a proclamation. Hatzara, clarity of our emuna, and he modern Hebrew hatzara is a proclamation from which Shairish Sayar is clarity. No, hatzara al emuna seinu v'aleinu la'achriza bebirur ubevedoa. So we have to declare it with certainty. V'zachreini, and I remember Shabbat Ashkenaz in Germany. Imagine in a German shul they actually said it loud. Remember something like that? He doesn't say they did it in the Washington Heights. Yeah, okay. He doesn't say they said it in Washington Heights. He's saying it. What? He says Baltimore?
Yeah. He
says Baltimore. You see Baltimore. Oh, wow. Mamish biyachad. Everyone said it together. Why now everybody says it's not? There's really a mixture in shul. A lot of people that say it out loud. No, Shema Yisrael.
Young Israel type.
I'm not young Israel type. I mean, for good things I am, but. Amen. No, Baruch Hu. Oh, Baruch Hu. So Biavad also say Amen. But we say Shema together. So we say Abami Sobiyava together. I don't know.
Yeah, you say it together. But you know,
yeah, we say it together. So we should have the Yitzhak.
Amen.
Yeah, what he's saying is those who do answer Amen. So I'm not sure if the Yitzhak Amen makes them say it more out loud together. I don't know. Anyway. Any idea? My K.A. Sebi Raisi Kalecha La'atz. My V'loyai. Ela Shaposik Shal Yodai Matzir Ha'isha Yisraeli Amunasim Kaddish Baruch Hu. The pasuk in which the Jew declares his faith in God, "Echi tachin shemro," I said, "Believe his slavos." He said, "Without his slavos, sma." I wonder. The answer is because we don't always say it as a declaration of faith. We sometimes just say it because it's in the siddur and we're up to Shema. And I say Shema, but I guess it's supposed to. All right, try to remember to say it out loud. Like I said, it would be good if we learned this right before Shema, not. Like with 23 hours and 45 minutes before the next Kriya Shema Shel Arbis. Okay, v'achar mekach oimrim baruch shem b'lachash. After that, we say baruch shem kvayim ha'chusel. Except for Yom Kippur, right? So we say that quietly. V'alzeh ne'mar, kvayit elokim haster davar. The kvayit elokim is to say things secretly. Shehizbaininus binyonim elu hichalkam shal anche kodesh. The understanding of Baruch Shem Achusai is something that's in the Sisrei Torah. People live a very high level. It's not the public domain. Now when we learn that she's going to bring that Baruch Shem Kvayim Achusay Lelavoy, we say quietly because it's the praise that Malachim say. And since the praise of Malachim, it's not a pasuk in the Chumash. Therefore, we say Baruch Shem Kvayim Achusay quietly.
Why?
We say it quietly. The language that's used is, he's going to explain it a little better, but the language is used that is sort of, the angels would be jealous of us if we said Baruch Shem, because it's angel praise, it's not a human praise. Now, the reason it's an angel praise is because it describes the Kvayd Malchusai, which is something we don't really have an understanding of. We have already learned once that the six words of Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusai Lelavoy are connected to the six wings of the angels. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes something that's very interesting about Yehishmei Rabba. Yehishmei Rabba Mivarach L'olam L'olmei Olmayo. That we say B'kol Ram, the exact opposite of Baruch Shem Kvayim Achusay. If you say Yehishmei Rabba B'kol Ram, so it's a praise. He says that Yehishmei Rabba is the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem Kvayid. Baruch Shem Kavai Machusa, Yehesh Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov in his Pirish. I don't know if he's, honestly, he's the first one. Is the not Amen, but Yehesh Rabbi, Vivarach, is Barshin Kavai Machusa, and Lalam Ome Amai is Lalam Void. That's what he says. He says it's, now, angels don't understand Aramaic, only Lashon Kodesh. So we say Yehesh Rabbi in Aramaic, so we say it the way it should be said out loud. And we say it in Hebrew, we say Baruch Hashem Kavai Malchusei Lalam Voya, which we say quietly, but essentially it's the...
Where does the Pasuk come from?
It's an expression that the way Rashi brings it, Chumash, the Shvatim said to Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, and Yaakov thanked him by praising Hashem, by saying Baruch Hashem Kavai Malchusei Lalam Voya. And that's the origin of it. It says in the bottom, Psachim Nunvav. Every pasuk it says, where it is in Tanakh, Baruch Shem Kavai Malchusei Lalam Voya is a three. It says, Api Psachim Daf Nunvav. So that's the Gemara with
where's Rabbi Yaakov showing that?
Rabbi Kamenetsky, I think Parshas Vayechi, on Torah. I think in Parshas Vayechi he says it. He based on a Tosis and Brachis that says something difficult to understand about the Yeshmei Rabba, so he goes to explain that. So it's...
So if you say Yeshmei Rabba,
Chokai Chai,
Koach and Kavona, you get Rabba, you don't have Why don't we, instead of Baruch Shem, let's say
Yeshmer. Well, we say Yeshmer Rabba where it's appropriate, and we say Baruch Shem where it's appropriate. It's not instead.
They're equal, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Shema, we're davening Lashon Kodesh. We're not davening. It's always better to daven Lashon Kodesh than Aramaic. And,
except for
Hosea,
we say it in Aramaic.
We say both, right? We say Kodesh Kodesh, and we translate to Aramaic for reasons that need explanation, but... Okay. So at any rate, that's the two parts. Shema Yisrael, in which we declare our faith in God, and Baruch Shem Kavai Malchusei Lalam Voya, which really declares that the Shem Kavai Malchusei is beyond us. And he explains it. We're in the middle of the paragraph. Aval, Kvai Malachim Chakar Davar. The covet of kings is to look into things. To try to examine and understand what it means, kvaid malchusai biyaka tefartai bahadrai ulavaru lahavir kol hakadayla shapal va'asabaretz. And we do that by trying to understand the glory of Hashem in this world. Ukineged zeh upasik shma Yisrael kabalas oil malchus lekein aisev kol ram. Rabbeinu heard the angel saying this praise and he swiped it, he stole it. As Chazal say, when Moshe went up to heaven, he brought it down to the Jewish people. Why did the Jews say it out loud? To what is it similar? Somebody stole a piece of jewelry from the king. So he gives his wife this jewelry. He says, do me one favor. I give you a jewelry gift, but you don't wear it publicly. So that's at least the first reason that he brings, that we say it privately. They understand that it's not that the angels are jealous. You can't steal words from people. But the idea is that the hasaga, the understanding, what it means, kavod, blessed is the glory, of the name of his kingdom. We don't know, what does that mean exactly? Best is the glory. Baruch Kavai Hashem Makam. Yeah, but with Kedusha, we say that the angels say it. Right? We say that, we say, Kavai Hashem Makam, Kavai Damali Ha'ilam, Mishasav Sha'alim Zelazah. Right? The angels ask each other, Ayay, Makam Kavai Da'alari, say, where is Makam Kavai Da'alari? And then Lumasam. That's what you can say, Baruch Yomeiru. And then they say Baruch Avai Hashem Hamkayim. So the idea being that it's really when there's something we don't understand, and we're makir we don't understand it, and we praise Hashem anyway. That's called stealing the praise of the angels. That we have a belief in the. You know, they printed in the Yeshurun Journal, comes out every Yom to Pesach, they put out a Yeshurun Journal. So they have there, passed away, and I saw Rav Soya Dovlitsky, his last name, Rav Soya Dovlitsky, I love everything he writes. Rav Soya Dovlitsky was one of born in Yerushalayim, I think he must have lived about 90 years, and he is a Yadin, he knows things, Yodea, he knows, he writes about astronomy, he writes about Digduk, he writes about all kinds of things. And he has Sforim about all these topics. I was very excited Yeshurun came out. So they have a section from him. It's about 70 pages on Kabbalah. I don't understand a word of it. I don't say a single word. You know, I can read the words, but I don't know what in the world he's talking about. And suddenly I realize, like, how small we are. Like, sometimes you have a guy who's spooky, and you feel like he's in another world, and, you know. But you have a person who's normal. He knows Shas. He knows Paiskim. He's a Paisik. And he can explain Digduk to you. And one of the nicest things I ever saw in my own little world was he wrote a letter to this Yid in Williamsburg, wrote a book, Sefer Yisrael V'Hazmanim, to try to show that the Iker Zman at night of Lila is Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav Soya Dovlitsky wrote him a letter, which he published in a second edition. He grew up in Yerushalayim, not knowing there were Jews anywhere in the world that held Rabbeinu Tam's man. That's what he writes, like, it's one of the, you know, for me, it was kishmak, you know. But at the end, the 17 minutes, man, yeah. But at the end of the day, he's writing all about these Kabbalistic ideas. I should bring it in. You should just look at it. It makes you feel small, you know. And now you can understand Baruch Shein Kavei Machusei Leilom Boed. Like, I can't even understand somebody in the 20th, 21st century is writing, and he's not the most famous Gadol of the generation, and I can't, you know, I'm so far from it. So Baruch Shein Kvay Machusai is, you know, a little more than that. So it's really an angel praise, and we say that, we say it with faith. That's why we say it after Shema. We say with faith that there's a blessed glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we don't understand, which is very hard to understand.
So when we say Shema,
that's the theft.
What? So the theft is that we're really not roy for it. We're not appropriate for it, but we want to do it. So we do it like between me and you, God, you know, we're saying it. But the, you know, the angels say, what are you talking about? You know, so that's the idea.
So when we say Shmona Esrei, and we say, Ata Gibor Hashem Olam, Chai Mesim Atar HaMashia, Mechaka Chai Mechese, isn't that our way of understanding?
It's our way of understanding. It is. It
so,
is.
I mean, we can't.
But we can't. We pretend that is Kavayim Achusai,
well,
but we praise Hashem.
Because on a human level, with our limited mind.
Well, those are, yeah, okay.
You
you're
know,
right, you're right.
Because otherwise we have no asar at all about
it's
what
true.
We're doing.
It's true. It's true. Still, to take the angel's praise is still, I guess, a big step, I suppose. But, okay. At any rate, he brings one more. Yeah, we still have a few minutes. He brings another pshat. 9:31. Oitam. Now he brings a more pshat tam. Oitam nosa chazal la'amira b'lachash m'sechtes p'sachim al posik. Now it brings what we're more familiar with from Chumash, from Rashi. Vayikra Yaakov Levonov. Vayemer hiyesu v'gid lochem esasher yikra eschem b'achros hayomim. My children, come together. I want to tell you the secret. When Mashiach has come. Because Yaakov the Galus, the one of Ketzei Yomim, this Talkimim and Ashkina, he wanted to reveal when Mashiach is coming, and it was taken away from him. L'kachos of Omer, and therefore the following words say, "Kapsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu el Yisrael avichem." I won't tell you the secrets, but listen to me anyway. Asher hakofel, the repetition, sorry, be Asher kvar Omer yasfu. He says gather, and then he says he kapsu. It's also gather. Ella, b'amiris he osfu. When he first called them together, ratzal galis hakeitz. He wanted to tell them about the time of Mashiach. Shalainin lirushus hischalik kapsu. And when he wasn't given permission, he went to the next level, loy mulahem in yonim acherim, to talk to them about the brachas that he gave. Omar, shemachas v'shalom yesh b'mitasi psul. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu let me reveal the case? Maybe my descendants are not perfect. Kavram, shiyasim menu Yishmael. Bavi Yitzchak, shiyasim menu Esav. Omru loy banav, shema Yisrael. So his children said to him, listen, Yisrael means grandpa. Listen, you listen, Mr. Yisrael, our grandfather. Shemalakeinu Hashem Echad, shem she'ein belibcha ela echad. Just like in your heart, there's only one God. Kachem belibeinu ela echad. That moment Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kavai Machusay Lailam Voed. So this has nothing to do with the angels, it has to do with Yaakov Avinu.
Where did Yaakov get the pasuk from?
So he wasn't saying it as a pasuk. He was just expressing his praise to Hashem. Like you go in the street and say, oh, thank you so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, Baruch Shem Kavai Machusay Lailam Voed. That's how it came out of Yaakov's mouth. V'abir b'zesh, k'shara Yaakov samach l'misasay, eshu mesuvav b'shiftei kah, Shekvar asu shalom b'neim. The Shifteka were all together and they made peace with Yosef. V'kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim. They're all beloved to each other. Gama yis mesuvim b'bnei banim. Kulam daris yisharim uvarachim tzadikim tzidkari yis. He's also surrounded by descendants, grandchildren. Harehoi yis is man dugma v'riya mukdemas at kufas ketzayamim. In Yaakov's vision, that was like the perfect world of ketzayamim. Kshumai sheyia oz. Just like it will be then, just as Jews will gather when Mashiach comes, Ken Ke'es Hayashvatim, Shehem Hayu Kailalai Shekol Nishmas Yisrael, will kail all the souls of Jewish people, the Kablin Oil Machusei Shekadish Baruch Hu, Vayez Mana Huzei Arampin Shos Mana Asim. Now, what has this got to do with Shema? Aken Ola Beliba Shiakivino Legale San Hoga Shal Oisat Kufalabanov. He felt, we're ready in the me'en of Olam Haba. Let me tell you about Olam Haba. Avon estalko imenu ashkina. Lehoshalay legalis in yonim nisgav imelu. He said, this is not Yemais HaMashiach. We still got a long road ahead of us. Choshav, when there was told to him, he thought, Ula yesh iko mach v'shem yitas yishloim achas v'shalom. U'bishomo yishma yisrael pasav armar atfilah shel ha'neshama. And then when he heard that it is, he said that prayer of the soul, which is Baruch Shein, Lekach Omrei Belachash, and therefore he said quietly, Baruch Shem Kavai Machusay Lailam Void. So according to this, why is it a quiet, according to the first shot, it's sort of stolen from the angels. According to this, it's a private type of praise. Baruch Shem Kavai Machusay Lailam Void. On Piskazum Yuchedes, L'Shvach Shomalachi Malah, this is a praise that's designated for the angels. Therefore, it's not written in the Torah. Psachim Omri, Rabban, Hechi Navid. What are we going to do about Baruch Shem? Nimridu, Lo Yamru Moshe Rabbeinu. We should say it. He didn't say it. Klai Mishlein Lichtu B'Torah. Lo Nimru, we shouldn't say it. Omri Yaakov. Eskinu Shiyar Miraisi B'Cheshon. So this is Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Elavah, which is a big puzzle. Why is Baruch Shem important? It's not part of the Shema of the Torah. It's not part of the Ramach words of Kriya Shema. So there's a Rashi. I believe it's a Rashi. What kind of Rambam brings? He says the following. Listen to the Chap. He says if you have to have kavan in Baruch Shem. You say Baruch Shem, you have to have kavan.
What's the kavan for? What?
The meaning of the word. The simple meaning. Baruch Shem Kavay Machus El Avod. Blessed is the name of Hashem's glory. Now, if you don't say it at all, it's a Shema. It's not part of Shema. But if you say it, you have to have Kavana. Why? By Baruch Shem, why? So the way the Rashba says, is by Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. If you say to Hashem, I'm a Kabbal Yamalchus, you think about the Yankees, or about dinner, there's something wrong. You're not supposed to think about other things when you're Makabal. So if you want to be Makabal O Malchus Shemayim with one sentence, you Yaitza. If you want to be Mekabel Shemayim with two sentences, don't say the second sentence and daydream. Like, if you want, just say Shema. Good. You want to say Baruch Shem? Think what you're saying when you say Baruch Shem. In other words, if you want to do it longer, you got to do it right. You have to do it the right way. You have to go back if you're not Kavana Baruch Shem. Okay. So, it's a Kavana you have to
don't Kavana for Shemayim, so it's supposed to repeat the Pusuk?
Right. Yeah, if you don't have kavana, you go back. Bar Shem, the same. Yeah. So these are words that are the most important parts of our whole siddur is Shema. The most important part of the siddur is Shema. It's, I mentioned the past Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch. I'll say it in honor of our Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch man. Rav Hirsch says that he's not the only one. He says in his Pirush Tehillim that shame, when you say God's name, name means the way Hashem presents himself. What's a name? You say, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? I'm Avraham. So you say, I'm Avraham, you're introducing yourself. We say God's name. Why does God have 70 names? You know, he has so many names. The name is just a expression of the way Hashem presents himself to human beings. We call Hashem Rachum, Chanun, Erchapayim, we call Hashem names. It's just the way he presents himself, that's what it is. So Baruch Shem Kavai Mahusai, the name, I mean the name. The way we Hashem presents himself, that Kavi Yachal we praise.